Okay, I'm gonna call the meeting to order at 6:32. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you. Roll call, please.
Carlin?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes, Brenda? I'm here.
Hillary?
Here.
Carla?
Here.
Rita? Not here yet.
Not yet. Yeah, she said she should be here shortly.
Rayette?
Here.
Carlene? Carlene? Saw she was on. Maybe she lost her connection. She was here early. She was in earlier. But we have a quorum.
Thank you.
We have cultural camp this week, so I think she's probably really busy helping with cultural camp.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Others in attendance in the room, we have Summer Walls, Mia Cromer, Morgan Gunderson, Cheryl.
Mm-hmm. And Austin. And then
online,
we have Matt Brown, 497. That must be Brenda, okay. Mike Franklin, Danny Joe Newton, Karen Ravenscroft, Amy Eubank, KSDP, Karen Keck, David Nielsen, and I think that's everybody.
Okay, thank you. Can I get an approval of the agenda?
I'll make a motion to approve
this. Brenda.
Hillary made the motion. Brenda, do you want a second?
Yes, ma'am.
Roll call.
Rayette?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Carlin?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
And then motion carries.
All right. Approval of August 27th, 2024 regular meeting minutes.
This is Brenda. I'll make a motion to accept the August 27th, 2024 regular meeting minutes.
Okay. I'll second. Motion by Brenda, second by Carla. Roll call.
Hillary?
Yes.
Carlin?
Yes.
Brad?
Could she just...
Yeah. Probably. Brenda?
Please.
Yes.
Motion carries.
Hi.
Unmute her.
Thanks. Are there any public comments on agenda items online?
No? I don't see anything.
Okay. Any in the here? Nope. Okay. Board report.
Me?
Oh, yep.
Sorry.
All right. On September 14th and 15th, I believe it was. Yeah, 14th and 15th, I went to Fairbanks for the Fall Boardmanship Academy. And Saturday morning, we started off with Lon giving us updates, what's going on. And he said to be on the lookout for the updates for the resolutions. He said those should be being sent to the board. And then Fairbanks School District was on. We had Dr. Luke Miner, the superintendent, and board member Brandy. They were there and they did a presentation and they talked about communication between the board and the superintendent. And then I guess Fairbanks was in a little bit of a turmoil, and there was lack of communication, so they tried different things to work it out. And one interesting thing that they brought up is they brought up to work with the superintendent and the school board and the teachers and the community members is they have round tables up at their school, and they'll have questions on there. That's what's pressing, what's coming up on their meeting or discussion that they have. And they divide the students and the parents and the school board. They divide them up in different tables, and then they go and have the questions there for them so they can go and everybody's comment or how they feel about it or what they think about it is on there. And then all the paperwork is turned back into the superintendent, and the superintendent and school board can go over it at a later date. But he said that is a great way to communicate. And I know when I go to the AASB annual conference, one of my favorite parts of the conference is sitting at the round tables on Saturday afternoon, because we get to interact with the students and learn different things about different schools and what the kids do. So I thought that was really interesting. And I was thinking that would be a good way for a discussion in our school district, since we're spread apart, and we can have it where all of our schools do that, where they could have a night and have a round table, and we all have the same questions, and then we all can just have different discussions, and then the school board, the superintendent could go over what was discussed and, you know, how people feel and different things. And then another thing after that, we went to the climate connectedness survey, and they're working on that because people are saying it's so long. And so they're trying to narrow down the questions on it. And so they're working on that. They're trying to make it more friendly for the students and the teachers and everybody. And then there was one more thing on that survey where they were talking about. When she went and she talked to us about the survey, her name is Cammy Moore. And then when she first started off, before she even got into the survey and stuff, she went and she asked everybody in the room, what was your motivation to run for the school board? Why are you still there? What makes you keep running for the school board? What's your feelings when you enter your school? Are the students happy in their school? The environment where... Are the students happy in their schools, the environment where our students want to learn? So she said that is something to think about when you're making decisions. You want to go and think about that. And then also Lon informed us that board policy BP 5121, they're going to go and make an amendment to it. And they're going to do a deletion, and this is the board policy for grades evaluation of student achievement, and this is the unexcused absence. And so they are recommending to go and delete, the school board desires to emphasize the importance of school attendance. Therefore, students with excessive unexcused absences, and that has a blank, however many is in your policy, per semester shall receive a failing grade and shall not receive credit for the class of classes. And that's the line that they are recommending to delete. And then they want to go and they want to archive this policy. So that's something new, and that's something to look for in our resolutions when we get those. We should already have resolutions. They said they mailed them out already, the new set from
AASB. I'll check.
Because that's something that we discussed at the November meeting.
Okay.
As we have the resolution committee. Okay. And then that was that one on there. And then policy updates. Katie Oliver just talked to us about how important it is to keep up with our policy updates and make sure they're relevant. And then Tim Doran did a thing on curriculum. And like I still thought we had to do all of our curriculum within 6 years, but it was changed. It's in within 10 years now. So I didn't know that. And then Katie Oliver came back and she did, we had five scenarios and she put the scenarios on different tables and we went and they all had different things and then we discussed it and then we discussed it in the open with each other and see if we were right or if we were wrong. But that was the conference. It was a really good conference. Where was it? Saturday afternoon, we had a medical emergency, so we had to go and take a break. One of the school board members had a seizure, so we had to leave the room. That was kind of scary. But that was it, and I want to thank the board for letting me attend this. It was a good conference. I enjoyed it. There was only 55 school board members who attended.
It was the whole state?
Mm-hmm. It was very small. We were in just one little room at the Pikes Landing. So, all right, thanks.
Are there any questions for Hillary?
I didn't have a question. I just wanted to say something really quick. This is Karen Ravenscroft.
Oh, hey, Karen.
Hillary, I just wanted to mention that the work that I do with Megan Gatlin and Joy over in King Cove, the Alaska Family Engagement Committee, we are planning to do some type of community meetings, which would be kind of like what you're talking about, your roundtable thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's called more of a dialogue, but it's the same concept.
Oh, yeah. I think that's interesting. I'd like to be involved in that just to see the different, you know, the different things from everybody.
Yeah, the Alaska Family Engagement Committee gave us some great resources to be able to do, yeah, like a community meeting, which would be, you know, you would have guidelines to on how we would conduct ourselves in the meeting. And it's like basically a big circle.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the purpose of the meeting is, like, us in the school, like, if we wanted to solve an issue, maybe, or learn what some issues might be, that would, like, lead the whole meeting. And so, like, we'd start out posing a question, and then we'd have a few breakouts where different groups of people, or if it's a small group, like, we'd do it as one group, would discuss, like, this question or this issue, and then we talk about the challenges, come back as a group, and then, you know, share out, and then we would talk about, like, some of the things that would be able to solve this challenge, come back, talk about it as a group, and by the end of the meeting, which could be maybe an hour, maybe more, maybe a little bit longer, but you would hopefully have some ways to solve the issue.
Yeah.
So I am planning that here in Accutan. Like, originally we wanted to plan them a little earlier in the year, but just getting the school year started, it wasn't possible. So we're planning, I think, next week, maybe Friday, for here in Accutan.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. I think that could fall into, like, the parent advisory committee pieces too, like,
That's what I was thinking.
Way to bridge the gaps of, like, combining these multiple things. All right. Thank you. Next is Superintendent's Report, Mr. Franklin.
Thank you, Madam President, distinguished board members, guests. Good to see everybody from afar. And Hillary, I'll tell you that I was just meeting with Luke the last couple of days, and he was very excited to tell me that he connected with you. So your presence there was appreciated. I am speaking from Anchorage right now. I was in Palmer and Wasilla the last 4 days at superintendent meetings. So I'm glad I can join you from afar here. We got off to a great start to the school year. I think this is hard to measure, but just the culture in our schools feels positive. Kids seem excited to be there. Teachers, there's just a good energy with our teachers. Again, hard to measure, but it feels good this year. I'm really, really pleased. My report is in the packet. I'm just going to highlight a few things from it. First, that parent advisory committee that was already brought up. Really excited about all of our building leaders starting a PAC, we're calling it, Parent Advisory Committee. It's an informal, you know, group of parents, so no elections are needed, but we're really excited about getting more input, more authentic input from all of our stakeholders. And I love that idea of roundtables. I think that's a great way to, that could be, the parent advisory committees could be set up, and then our four different PACs from our different schools could come together with a roundtable meeting. That sounds like a really exciting possibility. We know that we'll get stronger when we get more voices on the table. So that's the purpose of those groups. I want to talk for a moment about the Coordinated Early Intervening Services, the CEIS. So this is one of those things that we got a negative report on from DEED, but it's one that I'm actually really happy we got. It's one that we'll grow from, and it's a great example of what I try to talk about with our teachers and coaches, that our evaluation system is meant for professional growth, and this is where our district got evaluated, and we're going to grow from it. So in short, we had a high risk ratio, disproportionality of over 3.5 in one area, specifically identifying SLD within our native Alaskan students. Because we had that for 3 years in a row, we got labeled as high risk. And so we completed a report. And when I say we, it was the outgoing Hillary Seifert in the position of SPED coordinator, and then Amy Eubank as our new SPED coordinator, and myself were involved in developing this. And there's a couple key pieces to it that I think, fortunately, we were already headed towards these things anyway. So I feel good about that we were proactive in this. The first was to revisit our LD discrepancy. So it was at 16 points, or one standard deviation. And really, it's become more standard in districts to go to 1.5 standard deviation. So I have revised AR 6164.5 to reflect that. And that's also in the packet. So it's now, instead of a discrepancy of 16, it's 22.5, 1.5 standard deviation. So that will just help so that we're not over-identifying any students, let alone our Native Alaskan students. And then the other big part of it is that, or two big parts. One, we were required by law then to designate 15% of our 6B funds. That's one of our title grants for SPED. 15% towards this CEIS expenditure plan. So again, good news is, we really already had that designated towards these things. So I just want to clarify what that is. So I want to be clear too, because some people it's confusing. We're not losing any funds. So just because we got this high risk designation doesn't mean we're losing any funds. We still get the same amount in 6B. So we're not punished in that way. There's just the expectation that we allocate 15% of the funds to make up for our disproportionality. And the ways we're going to do that, so again, you know, we get $54,000 and change in Title 6B. And so 15% of that will be just over $8,000. So in my report, you can see the breakdown of how we're going to use those $8,000 to try to decrease our disproportionality. Some supplies and materials that's really toward professional development for early intervention services. Most of the rest of it will go towards professional development for our staff in differentiated instruction, which we're already doing. So that's not a change there. And the reason why that differentiated instruction is so important, you've heard me talk about that since my very first report to the board, is so that we are addressing students' individual needs in the regular classrooms, and we're not having to use SPED services to do what we can just do and what should be done in just the regular classroom setting. So that's the CEIS. Moving on, I think, to the health and wellness section. Well, I'll talk to staff development for a moment. We had a great August in service with our staff. We had teachers and classified staff participate. And again, using some of those grant funds that we have left, COVID funds and CLSD funds, we were able to bring in three great presenters, two on literacy and leadership, and one on helping us with our advisory program so we can have a healthier culture for our kids. And then speaking of a healthy culture, we all know that activities is a great motivator for students to be in school. We also know that students who are involved in activities have better mental health. We know that they are physically healthier. We know that they do better in their academic classes. And so even with our budget cuts, we're doing everything we can to get as many kids involved in activities as possible. And I'm really, really excited that we got representatives from every single school at the cross country regional race in Sandpoint. That was a huge victory for our district, I think, in building the resilience for all of our students. Big disappointment that the trusty Tusty didn't get us to Unalaska for that race, but we were able to adjust and get everybody to Sandpoint. So thank you, weather, and thanks for everybody's efforts to make that happen for our kids. Quick note on my travel. This is the biggest period of travel for the year for me. Hopefully the longest I'll ever be gone. I had a great visit in Accutan last week, so I was there for a week. Took the ferry out there and was treated to great classes, great cultural events, spectacular teaching, and just super kind kids. Like I said, I was in Palmer for a few days at the superintendent conference. The fall superintendent conference, super valuable for me. We always have lawyers represent kind of the latest in legal issues for our schools. I feel much more prepared to keep our district safe. And then we also had a lot of great meetings with DEED so we could be up to date and prepared for new regulations from Department of Education. We met with the commissioner. And she helped us sort through some of the budget challenges and statewide equity challenges that, you know, the state got dinged by the Department of Education in Washington for that and how that will and will not affect individual districts. So I felt like it was really valuable use of my time. Next 2 days, I'll be at the Safety and Wellbeing Conference here with a few of our staff members. And that is related to what Ms. Ravenscroft was talking about, the family engagement piece. And so getting a lot of great information in the next couple of days on improving communication and health and wellness for our students. I'll be speaking tomorrow at one of those. I'll be running one of the workshops as well. Hopefully I'll do my best to represent our district well. And then because I like to practice what I preach. I like to end with gratitudes. And really, this is a broad gratitude for the community of Accutan. I always enjoy visiting Accutan. Feel very welcome there. It was great seeing our students and teachers dancing and drumming right when we got off the ferry. The entire ferry really enjoyed and was wowed by our students and our teachers. It was great to see it how impressive they were in the eyes of tourists and people getting off the ferry. Had a great meeting with Mayor Joe and got a good sense of what the city of Accutan's hopes are for the students and for the school. And I think we can accommodate and work together as good partners for that. I could not be more pleased with our teachers out there. We really, it's a shining star out there with Ms. Ravenscroft and then Jacob Mark Stepitin, two teachers from Accutan are now leading the school. There was Unungan dancing and drumming and singing in the PE class. Students were out berry picking and collecting plants to make salves and jam in the school. The combination of really strong academics, Western academics, and really powerful traditional teaching is really truly inspiring. It was one of the most inspiring visits to a school I've had in 15 years. So just want to thank them for reminding me why it's important that I work hard. They make me want to do a better job seeing what they're capable of out there. So major gratitude to the community of Accutane. And that's the rest of my report you can find in the packet. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions? And Cheryl, can you note that Rita is present? 51.
Thank you.
Okay.
I have a question, Ray.
Hey.
This is Rita. I have a question.
Okay, go ahead.
So, Mike, I know in your last board report in August, you mentioned that we would be possibly seeing a district-wide cell phone school policy. Are we going to be seeing that? Because I know it's implemented in King Cove and it is not implemented in Sandpoint. So just kind of wondering if we were going to be doing that or is it just by site by site?
Yeah, through the board, if I may, Rita, let me just correct one thing there. All of our schools have almost the identical cell phone rule. And that is that students are not permitted to be on them during school hours unless there's a specific project by a teacher that requires it. So that's not quite accurate. Just want to correct that. We do not have a policy coming forward. That would be a board action, not a superintendent or school action. What I hope happens, we are seeing policies district-wide, nationwide, not district-wide yet. So again, all four of our sites have almost the identical rule. And again, a rule or a regulation can be done at a school level. Doesn't need it's not board policy. My hope is that, through the communication with the parent advisory committees, through feedback from students and from teachers, that by November or December of this year, we're going to have some good data on whether these cell phone rules are effective and whether it's helping students focus in class. And then we'll get I'm hoping by then we'll get some good feedback from students and from parents about the challenges and what's not working. And then, once we get that feedback by December, I hope to bring a possible proposal for a policy to the board in January or February. And then ultimately, of course, as you know, that'll be up to the board if you want to pursue a policy. Does that answer the question? I think I heard.
It does, I guess. Just not the feedback that we're hearing from students is that King Cove, we are doing it, and Sandpoint is not. They do not have to do it unless there is a problem. It's just the kids were, with cross-country, our students talk, and it's just, I thought it was a district-wide thing, and hearing that one of our sites is doing it and the other one isn't is just kind of, so I just had to bring it up. Thank you.
Yeah, sorry that there's miscommunication there. That's not accurate.
Are there any other questions? Okay, thank you for your report. District correspondence. We will start with Karen Keck, King Cove. You got the floor. Oops.
Hello. We're in a classroom here in there you are. here in school. My report is that I feel like the school year has gotten off to a solid start. We have great instruction happening throughout the school. People are being very creative with the different classroom environments they're in and the kinds of things they're trying to, put forward with the students. I feel like there have been some really motivating activities and teachers who are trying new things, which is really awesome to see. Probably the biggest thing that what is in the report to the board for me was our lock-in. It should be acknowledged. I think it should be acknowledged in that we had had a drill the week before, and even though there were things that we could have done better with it, I could have done better with it in terms of communicating to the staff. Overall, it was good. It was fine. And all of our students were safe. There was never any point where students were in danger, but it was a good exercise for us. Today, our new police officer in town, whose name is Richard Simmons, came and spoke to me for a couple of hours. Yeah. And really super nice guy. He's going to be here until December. And, you know, he had some additional things to share with me about how, you know, how we could continue to beef things up and make it so that, you know, we really, everyone was on the same page with a plan, even though, you know, you can, you know, the best plan seems to be sort of looking at all kinds of different scenarios and, you know, making sure that people know what their resources are and, you know, making sure that people understand that flexibility is the key and sort of being on your A game is important. So anyway, we'll probably revisit that, but I felt like it was a good exercise for us. And it all, you know, of course, was fine. It turned out fine. People were calm. And, you know, to address sort of the cell phone issue with that, even though there were some parents and there were some students who, you know, would have felt maybe better having cell phones, you know, available during that time, it sure kept down. I've been in lots of lockdowns, lock-ins, whatever the terminology is that we're going to use for that. And not having cell phones sure made things a lot more calm and a lot more orderly in the school. By a long shot. And so I know there's a little bit, you know, we're kind of in this transition period with the cell phones. But, you know, in addition to students here, you know, commenting on how, you know, they find it to be a lot less distracting to not have their phones with them. The safety issue during the lock-in, I thought was really apparent with not having a bunch of cell phones. So anyway, you know, on that note, though, we've had great student participation in activities, and we're trying to get students assembled now to go to a 3D design workshop that would be paid for by the STEAM Coalition outside of Anchorage. And so we have students who are interested in that. We need 8 to 12 students. We have 8 to 12 students right now, and I'm leaving for the principal's conference, as many of us are, tomorrow. But when I get back, I hope to really hit the ground running with that and see if we can get that to work out. I think it would be a great opportunity for our students, and we would get some materials for the school. So we have that, and, you know, we have our pack also planned for October 2nd, and I hope to talk to parents about maybe how they could be involved with our Red Ribbon Week and with the Halloween Carnival. So those would maybe be some things that we could get some more parent involvement with, in addition to, you know, their comments about how we can improve school and how we can improve the experiences for their students. So anyway, the long and short of it is things are going well, and we are looking forward to some, you know, continuation of some old, you know, tried and true traditions and some new initiatives going forward.
Thank you. Are there any questions? Okay, next up is Sam Point, Ms. Gatlin.
I don't think she's on. She is traveling.
Oh, she is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I jump in. So I just talked to Ms. Gatlin.
And she's actually meeting right now with representatives from AASB about the family engagement. So I told her that I would. So I miss them, but it's super important. She's doing really good work with them for our district. So I thought that was more important for her to be at right now.
All right. Thank you. Pulse pass, Mr. Brown.
Hello, everyone. I'll just refer to a couple quick things, and my report is in the packet. The first exciting thing is we got cultural camp happening this week, so that's pretty awesome to meet. We got people from Accutane and Anchorage, and so they got all kinds of exciting things happening this week for the students. Second thing is we had our first monthly parent meeting, I want to say last week, Wednesday. So that was really, that worked out really well, you know, kind of informal, and the students reading lunch. And, you know, like Karen said, I'm going to be traveling for principal and AD stuff. So we kind of talked about schedule and, you know, Zoom learning and in-person learning and things of that nature. So we had our first parent meeting, and we kind of got those scheduled for the rest of the year. And of course they can reach out and contact me more than just those monthly meetings, but really good to have a monthly parent meeting to just have that communication. Last thing I would say is, I think, you know, our classroom management and the classroom is organized, and I really care about things being clean and organized. So, we've got a system in place. You know, we have students ranging from kindergarten to 10th grade. So, you know, in a traditional one grade classroom, you might see teacher at the front and students at their desk all day, but we do a lot of small groups. So there's a lot of shifting throughout the day. You know, I'm with this group and then they're doing something independent and then vice versa and switching. So yeah, that's kind of my highlights, but false pass, it's going great.
Thank you. Are there any questions?
How many students do you have enrolled in false pass?
We have 10.
Right. Any other questions? Okay. Ms. Ravenscroft, Karen, you're up next. Accutane.
Hi. So I didn't put in the report the enrollment, student enrollment, but so we have 15 students this year, ranging from first grade to 11th grade. And so I put in the letter just about what we've been doing so far this year. So, and it was kind of broken up like by each week. So the first week, Jacob, Mark, and I really wanted to build a community of with the whole school. So we did a lot of whole school classes where we had an older kid paired up with a younger kid, and we spent the whole week doing some like team building, teamwork and stuff. In the afternoons, in the mornings, we worked on some like basic routines so the kids know how the day is going to go. And then the second week, what did we do the second week? I think the second week we did, let's see. Okay, so the second week of school was kind of more like a regular schedule, and then we did a few things again. We keep space in the afternoons where we can work together, and that was the week that we went out and picked yarrow, and so it's in the process of drying now. So this week we'll have some time in the afternoon to make the yarrow infused oil and make some yarrow tea and make some yarrow salve. And then we also were able to complete our map testing, the benchmark map testing with our kids that week. We've got two that just came back today. So the next couple of days I'll get those completed. And then the third week of school was when I planned a career week. where we had 18 different professionals. Some Zoomed in, some were in person. We had Mike here in Accutan then, and I was like, oh, I forgot you're a firefighter. Why don't you talk about that? So we got him to talk about his what he knows about being a firefighter. And in person, we had two parents come in and share about their jobs. One was a mechatronics division leader. One was a local board member, and she came and talked about the importance of serving on different boards and all the things that the kids could do with that. And then when I was planning this week, I really was thinking about all these people that I know, and I was able to get like music teachers, business owners, a documentary filmmaker. We had, who else? We had electricians. We had a helicopter pilot zoom in. It was just a lot of fun. I'm hoping that the kids took from it, because what I'd heard from all of the individuals that came on and spoke to the kids was a common thing was that for advice for the kids was to find something that they love. Something that they love to do, and then, you know, go after that. Whatever that might be. So I thought that was a lot of fun. So that was like the whole week. And then last week, I guess that's this week now. We're into this week. But I did get the pack formed for Accutan. I've got three other parents as well as myself, and Jacob Mark will sit in on our first meeting, which is tomorrow afternoon. And my idea for the pack in Accutan is we wanted to go over the strategic plan and pick their brains and brainstorm, because I know it's a living document. And Mike would love, you know, input from communities and parents and teachers about how that might play out. So we'll go over sections of the strategic plan as well as talk about how they can support Accutan. Accutan school, all the parents can do that.
All right, thank you. Are there any questions? Okay, thanks for all your reports. Next on the agenda is the business manager's report. Dave.
Thank you, Madam President, members of the board, Superintendent Franklin. I do not have anything to add to my report other than to remind everybody that the enrollment count starts next Monday. And hopefully we will get some good, strong numbers. Things sound a little more encouraging.
Well, I guess it wouldn't affect Falls Pass till next year, right? The enrollment count, like them meeting the 10, will that change for next year? Will that funding at all?
I believe if we report 10, that resets their status, and they would come off the hold harmless. And so it would be, they essentially would start over, and if the enrollment dropped for next year, then a new hold harmless scenario would be implemented.
Okay. Are there any questions for Dave on the finance report? Hearing none, do I have motions? Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Sorry, Rayanne. This is Rita again. I did not see the student accounts. We did not get that page.
Through the board, that wasn't included because there hasn't been any activity yet. It'll be in the next report.
Okay, so any questions that anybody has, it's referred to the last report, then it's all the same then.
Correct. It would be it's still going through the audit process. The auditors haven't completely finished, but what we ended FY24 with would be the numbers that we would start FY25 with any adjustments that the auditors recommended. And typically there aren't any, or if there are, they're very minor.
Thank you.
Are there any other questions? Okay, hearing none, is there a motion to accept the current financial report?
I move to accept the current financial report.
I'll second.
Motion made by Carla, second by Hillary. Can I get roll call, please?
Harlan?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Rayette?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay. Next is the department reports, activities director. Mr. Brown, you're up again.
Hi again. And my report's in the packet, but I'll highlight 2-3 quick things again. The first thing is remind. You know, Mike has talked with the staff about Remind app and how we're pushing that out as a district. And I absolutely love Remind app, and I have a ton of experience with it at past schools, but basically just improving our communications in athletics, you know, and I do see coaches using it. So basically we just want to, you know, improve our communication as coaches and sports teams with parents, you know, rather than them calling the school or the district office, coaches are able to give updates to all the parents and they can find out right away. So reminds, I think, kind of the first big thing. And that'll probably take some time for it, you know, to get used and comfortable by everyone. But we're definitely making progress in that area. The second thing, you know, Mike's talked about it. The school district would like us to be providing kind of mentoring and support to coaches. It's not formal evaluation like teachers, but basically Mike and I and the district, we want to be able to, you know, have meetings with coaches and provide feedback, provide support, you know, what went well during your season, what's something that could have improved upon. So really we're just trying to improve our athletics, just like we support teachers being able to support coaches. And then the last thing is, I think we're working really hard in terms of the compliance piece with ASA. You know, coaches have to be certified. Student athletes need to have active current physicals on file. Their sports paperwork forms have to be done on big teams. And definitely big teams is a hassle for parents to use sometimes, but you know, it's just a reality that we have to use it as a school district, and that's what's required for all districts across the state. So, yeah. And the last thing I would say, and then I'm done, is we had 4 schools represented at Sandpoint for regionals. So all 4 schools had runners for regionals, and Austin and Megan and the whole Sandpoint staff just went above and beyond to host everyone and provide a great experience.
Thank you. Are there any questions?
You want to mention the students that are gone to state?
Yes, there's 6 students that are going to state. We have 4 from Sandpoint. We have 2 from King Cove.
Any other questions? Oh, I see your hand. I can't see who you are, but I see your hand.
Thank you, Rhea. This is Rita.
Oh. Okay, Rita.
Sorry. I'm off to the side. So I let us know. Could you give us an update on the girls regional basketball?
Mike, could you provide a response on this topic?
You bet. So we have a couple of concerns about the original schedule that was made last year upon by athletic directors around the state. The former athletic director, Paul Barker, got that done, and it was scheduled to have regionals at Sandpoint this year for the girls. We have a couple concerns about that. One, looking historically, it turns out that it really is King Cove's turn to do regionals if we go back and forth, which historically we have in our district. And then, to be honest, we have some real facility concerns at Sandpoint right now and whether we'll be capable to host a big tournament there, although we're working on it. The sewage issues and locker room issues are what I'm referring to. So we are making a request to move regionals to King Cove because we think that'll be a fair option and a safer option. But because it's not just our district, it's all of Region 1, and it was approved by the Region 1 athletic directors. It needs to go to the Region 1 athletic director meeting, which Mr. Brown will be at on October 4th. And the request to move the regionals to King Cove is on the agenda for that athletic director meeting. So we'll know after that. We'll be able to report out after that.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Are there any other questions? None. Hey, I have a suggestion on the big teams thing. It might be helpful if your coaches set up times to invite parents to go through the big teams process, just because it is a little bit confusing if you've never done it before. And so, or just to put it out there that they can identify times to help them, because when you have a new athlete and family that's never been through the process, it could be forgotten, because I think that just notifying them is not enough, especially if they're not quite sure what it is. So just food for thought on that one.
Definitely. And I'll add a great point on that. Every time they're welcome to contact me as well. I think part of it too is training the coaches. Coaches haven't been involved with big teams previously. So I think some of our coaches have had to learn how to use big teams. And the most common issues that I've seen is that either the parents don't know which email account they've used for big teams, or they don't have access anymore to that email account. So first, when they contact me, I can figure out what email account they've used for big teams. If they don't have access to the original email account, then I can change the email account on my end. So yeah, for sure, having those meetings for parents would be really helpful.
Well, and even just to know that you need to fill out big teams, because like my son informally told me, I filled it out for basketball last year, but I forgot. I forgot all about it and didn't realize that he needed it done for like all the seasons and so, or whatever sport they're participating in. So I just think it's important that parents know that this is a requirement of them. And then if they need help to do it, just that there's somebody available that can help them navigate through it.
Totally agree. Thank you.
Okay. Special education coordinator, Ms. Eubank.
Hi. Thank you. Hi, everyone. I've got some snippets in the board packet for you to read, and that's about all I have. I've done a little traveling to King Cove and just have a really great person over in King Cove helping me out with this bed stuff, and just really excited about continuing a little more travel at King Cove, so, and other places, of course. But do you guys have any questions for me?
Any questions? No, hearing none. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And then technology report, Austin.
Good evening, Madam President, members of the board. My report is in the packet. If you have any questions, I'd be more than happy to answer them.
Are there any questions for Austin? All right. Nope, hearing none. Move forward to new business. Student representative for school board.
Have names in a cup.
I folded them. I'll show them. Who's the name?
Harlan. It's
who? Harlan. Harlan. Now you say Harlan. And I was thinking, how's Harlan going to
get? No, Carla.
Only one, Carla.
Morgan Gunderson.
Okay. Well, welcome, Morgan.
Welcome, Morgan.
How exciting. Welcome, Morgan.
Okay.
We had three students who were interested, who submitted letters of interest, and it was Mia Cromer and Summer Walls and Morgan Gunderson. So we put all three of their names into this, and Morgan was drawn.
And then next on the list is the YLI contest winners.
So Morgan Gunderson can be the student school board representative attending, and then Mia Cromer and Rivera Wilson will be attending as the contest winners.
Okay. Congratulations, girls. And then BP 3300, first reading. This is the change to for expenditures. It states, the superintendent or designee may purchase supplies, materials, and equipment in accordance with law. Prior school board approval is required for purchase over and previously, it read $7,500, and we are, the change would be to $20,000. The school board will be notified of any purchase over $10,000 at the subsequent board meeting, and the school board shall approve or ratify all transactions. Is there a motion to put the first reading on the table?
I move to put the first reading of BP 3300 on the table.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Rayette?
Yes.
Rita?
Sorry, didn't unmute.
Rita?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Harlan?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Do we have discussion on it? Is there any discussion? Does anybody want to, or is it too late for that?
No, we don't discuss it.
Is there any discussion by the board on this policy? Okay, thank you. Curriculum committee assignment. I do not know. Is Do we have a report, or is there anybody on the curriculum committee that's sharing information?
Madam President, can I address this?
Please do.
So we're due for looking at a revision for our or a new approval for K-5 ELA curriculum. We're in year 5 of using Wonders at this point. We'll either need to, you know, renew that or look at another one. We already had some teachers looking at new materials last year. And then we'd also like to look at curriculum for 6-12 ELA as well. And so we are looking for, we usually would like board representation on those curriculum committees. So I think that's what this is about, is information that we will be starting to search for a new curriculum. And it'd be great to have some board representation on those committees.
Who heads up that board or the committee?
So it hasn't been established yet. It's often a school of a school in a larger school, a department chair of that area. So this one will probably be, you know, one of our K-5 teachers who has a passion for ELA. And then same, the secondary will be one of our secondary language arts teachers, most likely will lead those.
Okay. So because do they
And because any new curriculum needs to be approved by the board, it's nice to have, right, you know, board.
I'm just trying to figure out, like, who is somebody just gonna say that they'll be part of it and then contact other people to see if they want to be part of it? I'm just trying to figure out who's in charge of forming the board, who's the person in charge.
Yeah. Ultimately, I'll be the one to just send a note out saying, hey, we need to put this committee together. Who's interested? You know, just at a district level. And then once those interested come together, they will elect a chair, you know, for that committee. And hopefully we can get board representation on those committees as well.
Okay. That's what I needed. Thank you.
All right. Get right to the punchline there.
Are there any other questions? All right, hearing none, all information, personnel, new hires, there's none in the packet.
Sorry, I didn't put far enough.
Eric Tepper, instructional aide, Falls Pass, William Dushkin, junior custodian, Sandpoint. Is there a motion to accept the hires?
This is Brenda, so moved.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Harlan?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Rayette?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay. Thank you. No resignations?
Nope.
Okay. Next is public comments on non-agenda items. Do we have any public comments online or non-agenda items? Okay. How about here? Any comments? Nope. Okay. No comments. How about board comments? Anybody have board comments? King Cove, Rita? Brenda?
Yeah, this is Brenda. I just wanted to thank everybody listening from just when we started the meeting, and everything got better and better and better as the night went on. The reports were excellent, shows we had a good start at school. I know I spent a lot of time back and forth from beginning of school here in King Cove and up until meeting the principal, chasing her down because she's always running somewhere full of business. But it has been excellent, so thank you, everybody, very much. And I'm proud of the job you're all doing.
Rita, anything?
No, none that I could think of.
Okay, thanks. Harlan?
I got nothing. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Did Carlene's in culture camp. Hillary?
Well, first off, I'd like to say congratulations to our cross-country runners that will be representing us at state. And we have Chase, Dawson, Logan, and then we have our girls, Misty, Kaylee, and Loreen. I'd like to wish them luck when they go out to state to run and represent us. And then also I'd like to welcome Morgan Gunderson onto the board. She's our new representative. It's going to be nice to have you working with us. And the three girls that will be going to our legislative flying. YLI. It's not February. Our YLI, our AASB annual conference, and that will be Mia and Morgan and Riviera. And I'd like to thank the students for submitting their essays into the board. And then also I'd like to thank the three girls, Mia Cromer, Summer Walls, and Morgan Gunderson for submitting a letter of interest to sit on the board. Thank you.
Thanks, Hillary. Carla?
Oh, I have one more other comment.
Sure.
I wanted to talk to the superintendent and the board to see if we could go and within the next month or two, if we can have a meeting, if we could go and discuss senior trips. I've been hearing different things on them, and I'd like to have a discussion as a board, either a workshop or something. So that's one item I'd like to have a discussion with our superintendent on.
Could we add it to our workshop for our next meeting?
Well, our next meeting is the end of October. And I'm going to be overseas. Hopefully I can call into the meeting, but I don't know if I'm going to get an eSIMS card. So I'm hoping I can Zoom in, but I'd like to attend this meeting.
Can we call a special meeting for that at a time when you'll be present?
Okay. That will work. Even a workshop. I mean,
a special workshop.
Mm-hmm.
Special workshop. Sorry.
Yeah. I'll be back. I come back. I think I'll be back home the end of October, like the 28th or 29th.
And Wendy, when are you back in Sandpoint, Mr. Franklin?
I'll be back after the cross country states. So October, first week of October.
So October 5th is cross country. So he won't be back till the 7th.
And when do you leave?
I leave on the 4th.
Oh, okay. And you get back at the end of October?
Yes.
Why don't we just schedule our meeting when she's back and do the workshop and then the meeting?
Mm-hmm.
It'll be the board election next month also.
Yeah.
If there's anything we can make for that meeting.
Because you have to have a meeting, so many days after the election is certified. So are we still having a regular meeting that end of October when we have different
could be meetings what, the 29th?
When we have meetings set up after the election is certified, or we just usually have a special meeting after the election and the
September 29th
days.
We can add agenda items to that meeting though, you know.
And you get back on what date?
The 29th.
Oh, that's our meeting day. It's the date we chose.
No, the fourth Tuesday is the week before that. Right?
1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, 1, 2, 3, mm-hmm. 4. Oh, the 22nd.
Yeah.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
I'm always just looking at the end of that. Okay.
Yeah.
So October 22nd.
Yeah. That's when our schedule for Tuesday is.
And you're gone. And then you don't get back until 29th. Can we do it like the first week in November? Week of the 4th? Not the meeting, but your...
Well, we got the AASB conference that starts on the 7th. So... Do they have the early bird on the 6th?
I didn't see anything about that, but I can double check.
Mm-hmm. So you'll have to look at the planes, and if there's no plane on
there's no
Tuesday, plane. Then you have to leave on a Monday.
Okay. Well, we'll try to work up a date, and then I'll maybe Cheryl can check with the board to see if the rest of the board members are available during that time.
So a special meeting or a regular meeting?
It would be a workshop.
A workshop, okay.
We would workshop.
No matter. Yeah. Okay.
We're trying for October, but I don't think October is going to work. It's going to have to be November. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we're going to have to plan for November for that. And
I'm going to try to call in on our meeting on the 22nd.
Okay.
Sunday, Tuesday.
Carly, do you have anything?
No, I don't have anything.
Okay. And I just want to say congratulations to the cross country run, all the runners, and ones going to state. That's all I got. Agenda items for the next meeting.
At the board election, BP 3300 second reading. Superintendent self evaluation. And then Hillary mentioned resolutions.
Well, the resolutions, we should be getting the new ones from AASB.
Yeah,
and that's just the reading material that they send out so we can read on it. So when we go to AASB, we know what the new resolutions. Well, it's not new, except they changed anything, but this, the resolutions that the AASB board brought forward to send out.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I thought Katie said that they were sent out, but...
Is the election the 2nd? No, the 1st, October 1st?
Yeah.
And then how many days do you have?
I thought it was 10.
So,
but it takes a while.
So after the borough certifies, they have to wait until they certify the election.
Okay.
And then you have...
Okay.
Is it a week after the...
So we might have to have a special meeting to certify the election before our regular meeting. Okay. All right. There's nothing for executive session. I would entertain a motion to adjourn. Thank you, everybody, for coming.
I move to adjourn.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Harlan?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Rhea?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you.